Scott Goldsmith is a professor of economics with the University of Alaska's Institute of Social and Economic Research. Recently, he outlined details of Alaska's economy for a special publication distributed by the First National Bank of Alaska. Goldsmith cites a recent study that anticipates the annual value of the output from the proposed Pebble Mine could range between $1.5 to $3 billion if the Pebble deposit actually holds the publicized measured and indicated resources, which includes about 55 billion pounds of copper and 67 million ounces of gold. Goldsmith suggests that total direct and indirect employment from the mine could average over 4.7 thousand during construction and 2.8 thousand during initial production. As part of the recent publication, Goldsmith cites a recent survey by the Fraser Institute of Mining and Exploration Companies. The survey asked the companies how mineral endowment and public policy affects exploration investment. Goldsmith notes that Alaska's attractiveness improved this year based on the availability of labor and skills, the quality of the geological database, as well as infrastructure. The Fraser Institute ranked Alaska 19th out of the 96 regions for mining attractiveness. The highest ranks went to Finland, Sweden, Alberta, and Wyoming. Wyoming, Nevada, and Utah were all ranked higher than the state of Alaska. In the publication, Goldsmith notes that the Alaska budget for FY 2014, which started on the 1st of July, totaled $13.2 billion. The operating budget totals over $8.7 billion, and the capital budget totals over $1.9 billion. Goldsmith notes that revenues are expected to be $10.6 billion, suggesting the need to draw on reserves to fund the budget for the first time in several years. During this year's Alaska legislative session, Goldsmith gave a special presentation to a joint meeting of the Senate and House Finance Committees. He stressed that Alaska faces challenges due to the state's reliance on revenue from the oil and gas industry.
The general fund is more than 90% directly dependent upon oil in terms of revenues. And if you add in the indirect contribution of oil to general fund revenues, I would estimate that it's at least 95%, if not more. And that is particularly a challenge for Alaska, it always has been, to be dependent upon a one source of revenue, particularly one that has been in decline for the last now 20 plus years.
In the new publication, Goldsmith outlined some of the details of an ongoing petroleum property tax assessment controversy between the owners of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline and several local governments. Goldsmith points out that the owners of the pipeline are putting the assessed value of the pipeline at just $1.2 billion. However, the state's assessment review board puts the value at $8.7 billion. Goldsmith suggests that if the pipeline value were reassessed downward, the property taxes paid could fall by about 25%. You can find Goldsmith's data on Alaska's economy on the special website set up by the First National Bank of Alaska at alaskaeconomy.org. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.